Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. February 20, 2018. You are listening to I Hear Tarot Online Radio. We are here present and accounted for courtesy of New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. It is 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Mountain, 11 for those of you listening in on Central Time, and 12 o'clock a.m. for those of you listening on the East Coast. Thank you for joining this late or this early in the day. We are broadcasting from lovely Denver, Colorado, snowy Denver, Colorado, but nonetheless, we are here as well. So when you call, this is my favorite part of the show, when you call in, please do share from where you are calling as well as your first name. This is the one time that we get to connect just like that from where we are in this world. So please share your name, the state, and if you want to be a little more detailed and specific, then share the city and the state. Also, if you could, please be in a place without distraction. And I ask this so you can hear everything that's coming through as it comes through. I do have a tendency to speak quickly and share with you what comes through as quickly as it does because I want to make sure that it comes through to you. But also it allows you to share what you've got going on with me and without distraction so I'm clear on it. If we were together or in person, we would be in a space without distraction, of course, but we don't have that luxury, unfortunately, being online radio. So please do be in a place without distraction. Typically, 5 to 7 minutes for a phone call, depending on the wait, who we have on standby. Sometimes we can expand that, and sometimes we just have to stick with it. So please give us time to do so. It looks like it is 3 minutes after the hour, and if we have anyone on standby, I am happy to see what you have going on right now. If not, we can move our head. This is our 25th show, you all. It's been quite the ride to be here, and it's already our 25th show. So if we have anyone on standby, please let me know, and we can see what you've got going on. Okay, well, to help with that, let me give you the call-in number. It might support, right? You can reach us at 323-642-1207. So again, you can call in 323-642-1207. It sounds like we have availability and space. So whatever you're doing, if you've been considering calling in, why not do it now? Again, 323-642-1207. And it sounds like we may have someone on standby. Is that right?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My name is Miranda. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Miranda. Well, thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Yes, so I was wondering what the cards have to say about my parents selling their house.
Okay, so we just want to get some insight around your parents selling their house.
Yeah, they've tried a couple of times and not much luck.
Okay.
Just wondering if this year they'll be able to do it or not.
Okay. Let's see what the cards say first, and then we'll see what questions come up, because there are some questions, but let's see what the cards want to indicate first, and then we'll look at what comes through as far as questions. So some insight on your parents selling their house. Okay, so here's what's coming up, Miranda, and I might start to speak quickly, so just stick with me on this. So one of the cards that's coming up is indicating there's still some, let's see here, the best way to say it is there's still some conflict. It's like we're not totally clear, or they're not totally clear on what's going to happen next and what it is they want to happen next. So that's one thing. So it's almost like, if you don't know the outcome, or you don't have an idea of what you want the outcome to be specifically, then it's almost like it shows up in the beginning, in the beginning of the process. And so that we're seeing that. And I know that sounds kind of funny to say. One of the other things that's coming up is the approach and how they're selling it, or how they're listing it, or what they want to happen. So to support what they're saying is, okay, so they're talking about the listing and their approach to that. So one of the things that's coming through simply is if they have a listing and they created it months ago, or pictures are older, we get to update that, number one. Number two, they're talking about, more importantly, there's a lot of energy on what it is they're leaving behind, in quotes, a lot of memory and a lot of experience that they're walking away from. So it's not just a matter of the house, but it's also what the house created and what was experienced in the house. So as far as support and what they could do to sell the house, one, it's if in their heart of hearts they really want to do that, then they come to terms with that, because there's just some energy on it and how that looks. And two, being really open to how it's going to be sold. So they get to be maybe even a little more unconventional on their approach. And if they're selling it, you know, with an agent, maybe they post it in a different place or something like that. I don't have an exact answer for you, but it's really – the question is, what are they going to do after they sell the house? Where are they going to move after they sell the house? How is that going to look after they sell the house? And it's like, I know it sounds like we're working backwards, but that's what the cards are saying. It's like, when do they want to move? Where do they want to move? How much is it going to, all that good stuff. And so
can you share the cards with you?
We're looking at a Five of Swords.
Okay.
And the Five of Swords, is that's where the conflict is. Five definitely being, and not in a negative way, but just we're conflicted with it. And then our Fool card is the next card. So it's zero of the major arcana. And that card is coming up where they get to be a little unconventional with how it is they're going to approach this and get to open up to it. And so right now there's a lot of, what we're getting is there's a lot of control on how things look, and how they should be, and then how the results that should be produced. And this is what the cards are saying. We get to be a little open on selling the house and how that's going to look, because it's really about the results. And then lastly, we're looking at a 10 of Cups, which is all about the history and the memories and the energy that's there. And sitting there, almost like the vision that's come through is like them sitting in the living room, like looking, where's all this going to go? And can you imagine it being somewhere else? And remember when this happened? And that energy is there. And so that's where we get to be a little more unconventional in how it is we're going to sell and what we want after we sell the house. So there's just a little bit of conflict on what's going to happen next versus everything that's happened before. Yeah.
Okay.
So... Yeah. Are they looking to sell it this? You said this year, but I presume they're looking to sell it pretty soon, or is it in the spring, summer?
I think in the spring they were gonna try and list it, like next in March sometime, I believe. And,
okay.
I think they're ready finally. You know, they really want to do this.
Okay, and they're clear on what they want. What they want to do after they sell the house, like having a place to go, how that's all going to look. Is that right?
By and large, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they know what they're going to do after they sell the house. Is that right?
Yeah, they're going. They're retired now, so you know, just it's basically a comfortable life, and they just want to take it easy now.
Okay. Okay, and then this is definitely their choice to sell the house. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. They want to downsize. It's too much upkeep, and they just want to simplify their life right now.
Okay. So, and the reason I'm asking these questions is because that was what was coming through, is as long as they're clear on the area they mm-hmm. want to live in and how they want to live, all mm-hmm. that good stuff, that's part of the beginning of the process. And so that's what keeps coming through. So let me just see if there's anything else on that. Yeah, the only other thing that's coming through, Miranda, is I pulled a 9 of Swords and 18 of the Major Arcana, which is the Sun, and then I pulled a 9 of the Major Arcana, which is the Hermit. So it just seems like there's a little bit of energy on I'm not going to call it the letting go process. That doesn't sound exactly right, but there's just a little bit of energy on. They know it's the right, what I'm getting is that we see it's the right thing to do. We know it's in our best interest. That's all great and good, but there's still some kind of like, I don't know if it's unknown. I don't know if it's a hang up. I don't know if it's a final detail that hasn't been worked out yet, but there's something kind of in the air that prevents final decision from happening. And as minor as that looks, it's creating kind of a hang up. And so that's what we're seeing. So maybe it's just a detail that they haven't ironed out, or maybe it hasn't even come to the table yet. But there's this something there that just won't let us move ahead 100%. And you know, it's just like the rock in the shoe. We can keep going, but it's still noticeable. There's still a hang up. So that's really for them, or maybe even for you to understand more about.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so we are going to keep moving ahead unless we have someone who is on standby with a question. As mentioned, today is our 25th show, but you know, I have to share with you all, As everything goes, right, there's a beginning and there's an end. And so at this point, the way it looks is this is our second to last show together. And it's one of the most difficult things I have to share with you. But I want you to know and to be aware that as it's looking right now, this is our second to last show together. The next and final show at this point being on the 27th of this month, so next Tuesday. So regardless, call in with your questions and what you've got going on so I can support. 323-642-1207. It sounds like we may have a caller on standby. If that's right, let me know, and I'm here for you.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Tina. Who is this?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry to see you go.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. It's been a difficult decision, but it's what it looks like for right now. But in the meantime, how can I support?
I was wondering, I'm looking for a job, and I had a phone interview with the hiring manager a couple weeks ago, and I haven't heard anything since then. And okay. I was submitted for a couple contracts yesterday and today, so I wondered what you see for me getting a job.
Okay, and so say that last part again. You said you submitted for a couple of contracts?
Yeah, one yesterday and one today.
Okay. And okay, so we want to see the influence of the energy around the actions that you've taken yesterday and today.
Yes.
Okay, so let's this might get a little more specific with yesterday and today, but let me just get a high level. Okay, so let me just get a high level here. All right, so let's see here. From yesterday and today, and you submitted for two contracts. Okay. All right, Laura, so here's what's coming through. We're looking at three cards, one being the King of Pentacles, one being the Four of Swords, and one being the Eight of Cups, right? And so these are all extremely different suits. But one of them is indicating, well, a couple of them are indicating, you know, I'm getting like uncertainty on the decision or even the submitting of your resume or of the submitting for the bid or, you know, for the contract. And so it's coming across two ways. One, where it's just not it's not the best suited for you. Or two, it could come back and you realize this isn't what I want after all. And so it's interesting because what the cards are saying is even though you're applying and putting your hat in the ring, so to speak, you might decide to say this isn't exactly what I want anyways. And so what I'm getting is a little bit, and I'm saying this without judgment, what's coming through, the energy that's coming through is that this isn't best suited for you, but we need to get some action. We need to see something happening so we're moving out of what it is exactly that we want. So that's one thing that's coming through. Let's look at the two bids that you put in. You put one in yesterday and one in today, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's look at the one from yesterday and let's look at the one from today separately. So yesterday, okay. Okay, so that's yesterday.
One's in Pennsylvania and the other one is in New Jersey.
Say that first part again.
One contract is in Pennsylvania and the other one is in New Jersey.
Okay, so we're looking at the one from yesterday first.
Okay, that's Pennsylvania.
Okay, so what's coming through for yesterday in Pennsylvania is, yeah, so they're saying that it definitely has room for growth. I'll say that, room for growth. But there's some energy on it. We're looking at the room for growth, so being your Three of Pentacles, which is beautiful. And then we're seeing a Five of Cups, and then we're seeing a Tower, right? And so what I'm getting for you for those cards is it doesn't pan out to be exactly what it looks like or what you expected it to be. And the good news with that is, you know, it all shakes down and you can see what you have to work with, but you're still the one having to make the decision. I'm just not, Laura, getting warm fuzzies on Pennsylvania. I'm getting opportunity there. I'm getting that you can make it work, but that's not the question for you. It's the end result, how it's going to be for you, and I'm not getting it to be exactly what you want it to be, number one. And let me look at and see what's going on with today. Yeah, Laura, you've got some fives here. They keep surfacing in both options. So what I'm getting for you is, let me get clear on the specific statement they want to say. There's this residual energy on even both of these. And yes, you can do it. That's not the question. It's like on one hand, it's so great. They're saying it's like on one hand, this is all great. On the other hand, this doesn't work at all. Could I make it work? Yes. But it's not exactly what you want. And then it's almost like you have to give more than what you're getting. So, Laura, you know, what the cards are coming through and saying is there's just energy. And I feel like I'm being really negative when I'm saying this, but I'm not getting a whole bunch of happiness for either option. So even if they did come back and offer it to you, the cards are saying there just might be some more conflicts that you have to work through, even if you decide to accept it.
I need a job. I got it. Yeah. I've been work. I need to find some work. I don't know what else to do.
I know, and I get that. I know we've spoken before, and so these are not the most comforting cards. I'm just being honest with you and with what's coming through.
Yeah.
And what I will tell you is, the job in Jersey, I'll give you some insight on that. So the job in Jersey, we're seeing a couple of the suits of the rods, wands. And so that's more of your creative, your passion, your energy. So we're seeing that. But then we're also seeing, we're seeing the Four of Pentacles, which is about being conservative, sometimes with finances, sometimes with your expectations and with your perspective, right? And in the job in Pennsylvania, we're seeing opportunity for growth and what you can do and what you can work with. But we're also seeing it doesn't totally jive with what you want long term. And that Tower is leading me to see something unexpected that you're going to have to work through as well. Or it could be something unexpected that comes up throughout the whole process, that you think the process looks good and it's going well, and then something comes up and you're like, whoa, and you have, you don't have any choice in that. So I know what you're saying. I know why you're calling. And these two, like I said, it's just not warm fuzzies at this point. It's just not jiving with you and your energy.
Are you picking up any time when I'm going to get a job? I mean, you know.
When? Let's see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's see if the cards want to share. Okay, let's see if the cards want to give us a month. Give us
yeah.
Something here, right? So let me see here. So let's work through this. So there's winter. What is this? This is March. So winter, spring, summer. What's coming up is, I know you're not going to totally want to hear this, but what's coming up is definitely we're seeing more response and more interview, and not just interview, but like more substance to your interviews. We're seeing that in spring. I'm getting a definite solid by the summer, and I know you're looking for something immediately. I get that, but what they're saying, we're seeing for sure by August. I know that seems like a long time away. Definitely by August. But stuff starting to pan up and surface for you around spring. That's what they keep saying. So what does that look like? 4 through 6 maybe, April through June, that we're really getting to work with something, and you'll definitely have something by summer. By August is what they're saying to us, 8. And
I
if
can't
something
wait.
Does come up for you, I know. And if something comes up for you in winter, they're saying – so the next couple of months. Okay, so hold on a second. Hold on, Laura. Let me see. Let me see what they want to say. Okay, what they're saying is you can sustain yourself. You can sustain yourself, and something will come up to allow you to sustain yourself. It's not exactly what you want to be, but you know it's what you're going to have to take, and I get that's what you're doing right now.
But I'm okay with that. I don't mind that. I just need something that will pay my bills, even if I have
definitely.
To wait for the, I can't wait until August, though, for some kind of work.
Well, here's the deal. What they're saying for August is it's going to be our long-term position, and what they're saying for the short term, so the next 2 to 4 months, within the next 2 to 4, something is going to surface that's going to sustain you. But they're saying long-term, what's really going to work for you is going to come into and manifest around August. So just know that. So just know that for the next few months, you'll find something. It's not going to be ideal, but it's going to sustain you. And it sounds like you're willing for that to happen. And then by August, you'll be settled in to what it is you're going to be doing long-term, which is perfect. I know that sounds funny to say now, but whatever you've got going on, Laura, it's just going to take some time to percolate and for it to come together. So just know, yes, you'll be fine with being able to sustain yourself. It's not going to be glamorous and exactly what you want. But by August, all that will come together and all that will be in line for you. So just in the next couple of months, that'll come together. And then by August, you'll be pretty set.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. You can work with that. You're welcome. Take care.
I can work with that. Have a good night.
All right, Laura, thank you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, so that is a beautiful, beautiful question. The cards are, it's interesting, the cards are sharing with us, okay, well, she'll be settled in August, right? And we're not in August, we're in February. And so what they're really saying for her is, and this is the comforting part, is universe wants to let everything come together, everything needs to fall in line, she'll be set in August, but it's kind of difficult to be okay with that when we're in, you know, February. So this would be a good time, Laura, if you're listening, you know, we can check in month by month to see what you've got going on or to see what the energy is around the interviews, because there's something there, number one, and then there's something going on the outside that doesn't necessarily have to do with interviews, but has to do with what Laura wants otherwise, right? That's surfacing too. And so it's interesting because the universe has a way of doing that. Well, we know what you want long term, but let's talk about what needs to happen short term. And so that's what's surfacing. And so that's what's coming up, and we get to have a better hold of that if we're looking at this on a more regular basis or even looking at it around each incident, i.e. each interview. So there's more than the question of interview at hand, and that's what universe is sharing with us. So trying to work through that can sometimes be a longer conversation than what we expect. It is 26 minutes after the hour. Please do call in. This is our 25th second to last show, you all. However many people I can support tonight is my goal. So please, 642-1207, area code 323. As we move ahead, we can share with you what we've got going on for the evening. We are going to look at our Shadowscapes card of the day. And as we are going through and picking these out, you all look and tap into and friend New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio on Facebook, you all. This is a resource for what it is you have going on in your life. And I don't just mean tarot readers specifically. We have mediums that are available for you. We have those that can talk to animals and share insights what you have going on with your pets. We've had some callers call in who have lost their animal. You get to talk to coaches, whether it's life, whether it's love. You have all these resources that you can tap into, and you get to see the cards that I'm referring to during our call, during our hour show. So follow us at New Age Guild to see what we have on standby for today. But our Shadowscapes deck wanted to make two cards known, the Five of Swords and the Knight of Cups. Well, tonight is all about the dichotomy in our lives, right? It's all about the reality. It's all about the fantasy. It's all about what it is we want to create. There's so much going on, as you can hear by our callers, as you can hear about what we've got going on together. We're going to look at our Angel Tarot card, which has given us a beautiful two, the High Priestess, Major Arcana. We're going to look at our card of the month, which is the Queen of Pentacles. We're looking at practicality, and we're looking at passion, energy, and love. So much going on. So please join us at New Age Guild so you can see what these images look like, but also call in 323-642-1207. It sounds like we have another caller on standby. Is that right?
Hello. Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tonette. I am calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Beautiful, Tonette. So what is on your mind?
On my mind is I'm pretty good with my own gut instinct. Me and a female friend, Desiree, we kind of are working things out, and I'm just feeling that, and this is in my gut instinct, I'm just feeling that she's going to be ready to make some kind of commitment here or some kind of whatever, because I just feel it in my spirit or what have you. But I just want to ask you, is that what you're seeing and picking up? Because, you know, I don't want to be let down by my own self. But do you see her you know, wanting to take this further or wanting to pursue this more or moving in here or whatever? Do you see her doing something in the next day or two or three that kind of, you know, like, wow, you know, she's making a lot of effort here now.
Okay. Okay, and then, Tanette, are you referring to your friendship, or are you referring to this turning into a romantic relationship?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of there, but we're not all the way there. So, you know, we're like probably halfway there, but
okay.
I just feel something like she's, you know, I think it's hitting her like a ton of bricks over there. You know, I think she's finally seeing the light and, you know, getting the feelings more deeper. That's what I'm picking up, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to look at the reason I asked that is because, well, you guys definitely have a connection, so that was clear. Okay, yes. So you guys definitely have a connection, that's clear. What was coming through when I asked you that question about it being a romantic relationship or not, or taking a step into that romantic relationship or not, is because the cards were talking, or they were already talking about you being clear on, and you being diligent about being clear on not misleading yourself, and that's what was coming through. So we're not disguising her moving in for something else. It is what it is, and so that was what was coming through. And so you're just, like I said, diligent on what it is you're asking and why. So let's see. I know you mentioned 2 or 3 days for her to move in. So there's a couple aspects. It's her moving in, and then it's moving ahead to your relationship, but also I'm hearing commitment. So let's see what's going on.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on for Desiree, because this really is about her and why she's making her choices and the influences around her. So let's see. Okay, so here's what's coming through, Tanette. What, as far as influences around Desiree right now, we're seeing she's definitely in a space of shift in her life. This is somewhat significant in what she's got going on and what she's experiencing and how she sees it. That's one thing. And it's also like the cards are saying, and what she's experiencing is, okay, this is an opportunity for me. What do I want to turn into this? Or what do I want to come from this opportunity? So that's another thing. So we're seeing her tapping into her own intuition, tapping into her own desires, tapping into her own future and how she wants that to look, right? That's one thing. She's also really in a place where energetically and spiritually, and even all of that is opening up for her. She's seeing opportunity that's exciting to her. This is definitely a place where she can grow, and she sees that, right? And your home or whatever next steps are for her living, she sees the possibilities that can come from this. Now, here's the thing. We're seeing the Star and we're seeing the Ace of Wands. These are beautiful, right? What's coming up is the Four of Cups, and this is a question, or this is a card that concerns your question. So this is about what's going to happen next. Do I want to get into this or not? And I don't mean that in a negative way, Tanette. I just mean that in the way of she's looking at, again, what she's going to create from the steps that she's taking. So
right.
as far as energetically for her, it's all there. This is a great opportunity. There's a lot of potential. She sees the growth. She's all that's there. She's really sensitive to what this is going to create as far as relationship with you and if we're going to jump there. Now, what I will say, Tanette, that's coming through is that she's really sensitive and aware and might be even tiptoeing more or resistant to taking a step because it might be the wrong step. Now, it's not – I don't mean that in that a relationship with you is wrong. She wants to make sure that everything she does is right and not misleading. So – as far as her wanting to move and as far as the opportunity, that's all a solid yes. She is definitely concerned on the impact that this will have on her relationship with you. And
right.
That might be hesitation that you're noticing or that you're seeing. So, So what they're saying, what's coming through is on the one hand, you experience and get and resonate with her excitement and the possibility, you know, and this and this and this and this, that's all there and you see that. But when it comes to the relationship, that's where it's like, okay, everything kind of slows down, and that's what you're sensing. So you're spot on with that. Let me see if I can get any more.
Right, but I mean, I feel that now, but what I'm feeling now is that something is shifting with her right now, and that in the next 2 or 3 days, she's going to be coming full force with like, you know, the relationship. Now, I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what I'm feeling in my gut instinct.
Yeah. So let me see if the cards, let me see what the cards want to share about your relation or her relationship or even the influence of what she's got going on with the relationship with you, because that's what the question's really coming to, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's hold on a second. Let's see. So, okay. All right, Tanette. So here's what's coming through. They're talking about, let's see. She's got a belief system. That's what's coming through first, right? And so we're working through that. And I don't know exactly what that looks like or what that means, but it's the way she processes it. And it's almost like the way she processes things and the way she takes action based on her belief system. That's one thing, right? This is interesting, Tanette. There is, and she's also practical, and that's what they're talking about too. It's like, you know, we're looking at that inner compass that she's got, but also what she wants to create. So just know that there's a lot of positive energy on what she can create with you and what you guys can create together. And she might still actually be working through that. So as far as energetically, this looks really positive. She needs to work through things, though, in her mind, her way. So I know you keep saying 2 to 3 days, but it's almost like whatever needs to fall into place and click for her needs to click for her before she can move ahead. And that's like her stating that. That's the way she works through things. So what the cards are saying is we may need to give her more time. And I know that you're saying 2 to 3 days. And the cards are saying she may need more time, in quotes, to work through whatever she needs to work through to see.
Right.
Maybe more things need to fall into place before she can come to you and make a decision. Because she's coming to the table wanting to offer something. It's 50-50. It's not just a romantic relationship and then. It's like, here's what I can offer and contribute, and then we can look at romantic relationships. So just know that it might be longer than the two to three days, but also know that it's because things need to fall into place for her to create that foundation so she can move ahead. So this looks really positive. She's just working through some of the kinks in her head and the foundation that needs to be created for her in her world, and there's no real convincing that anyone's going to give her. It's going to be what it is that she sees and recognizes, but it looks really positive, but she needs to work through this and feel like she's solid to stand on it before she moves ahead. Do you follow?
Yeah, I do. I do. I absolutely do. And I just felt like she was going to be moving in here soon because I know she wants to get out of her other situation, but I wasn't sure how quick she was going to be moving in here too.
Yeah, it might not be as quick as you would like it, but that's just because she needs to work through it and be complete with what she's got going on her end. So when I say things need to fall in place and a foundation needs to be here, I almost mean that quite literally, where certain things need to happen on her end where she's like, okay, check, 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 done, and then she can move ahead. And I'm not saying she's got any guilt on this, but it's like she needs to feel complete so she can walk away from it complete and not bring any baggage, and that's exactly what you want too. So, she's just working through things. Just be open to the possibility of it taking a little bit longer than what we're anticipating, but it does look
right,
like it's moving ahead towards her moving in and towards her coming to the table, being able to contribute and being complete on what she's got going on now.
Well, that's good. That's good. And do you see positive things for us moving forward into a relationship?
Let's see. Romantic relationship with you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. And so this is interesting. We're seeing, the cards are coming through and seeing good times like celebration, happiness. People around you, like they keep saying celebration. So accomplishment for both of you guys and being able to celebrate others. We're seeing the magician, which is also the ability to make something of a situation. It's interesting. They're saying it might not even look exactly the way you think it's going to look right now. So you get to be open to that too. And we're seeing a lovely Queen of Cups. So we're seeing that you get to both be, how do I say this, your confident selves, but also your passionate, loving selves. So celebrating being individual, being together, being also able to contribute on a different levels. So yes, you get to be yourselves, and that's part of what the cards are saying right now. It's fun, exciting, adventurous, and maybe not exactly how you think things are going to look, but it's still going to be good.
Okay,
favorable.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you. I'm glad that, you know, things will be good.
Yeah, this is looking really exciting, and that celebration could be opportunity on either end for her or for you as far as accomplishment or something notable. But we're seeing openness and celebration and also adventure. New stuff is coming up your way.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting.
Yes, yes. Well, I just want, you know, myself to be happy, her to be happy. That's all I want, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely, and that's what they're saying. It's definitely a matter of her having time to be complete and feel like it's complete and creating the foundation, because it's a little more. She's got a little more going on that she gets to process. And so that's where it's at, and so that's what the cards are saying. You obviously being there to celebrate and support, but she gets, you know, this is where she gets to do some of the legwork, and you can't help with that part. That's what she gets to do. But the opportunity is definitely
right
there for her, and it looks really positive as far as her accomplishing it.
Well, good, good. Well, I will definitely keep in touch, and thank you for the reading. I appreciate it.
Yeah, please do, and you're welcome. Thank you for calling in and being a listener. Thank you so much.
Yes, you have a good night.
All right, my dear. You too. Take care. Okay, it is 42 minutes after the hour. Looks like we have time for another caller if you're there and on standby. Sounds like we have another caller. If you're there, please let me know. Okay, just to take a quick step back to Tanette's questions. So she was not only looking at romantic relationship or the possibility of it being romantic relationship, but also where her friend Desiree is going with what she needs to get done. And so while that wasn't a big part of the question, that's what was surfacing in the cards. And so, you all, this is why I encourage us to speak offline to see what we've got going on, because sometimes it is, again, a matter of not just what we want, but it's also the other person or the other party, whether it's work, whether it's romantic relationship, whatever it might be. It's a matter of looking at what they've got going on in their world and how it's complete to them. And what was interesting is one of the things that came through is Desiree's not wanting to bring, in quotes, baggage into the relationship. This move was going to be complete for her, and that's what the cards kept coming up and saying was, we have to give her time, we have to give her space so she feels like it's complete, despite the fact that we have our open door and we're ready and the space is set and we already know what this is going to look like in the logistics, so to speak. The cards are coming back and saying, yeah, but she needs to be complete. She needs to be ready, otherwise it's not going to work. So getting to keep that in mind. And again, it's the same thing we're seeing in our cards today. We're going to look at our Shadowscapes, our Angel Tarot, and our Rider-Waite cards of the day, the week, the month. But we're seeing the same thing surfacing. And even our postcard from Spirit is talking about matching up what it is we can see and what we can't see. In our heart of hearts, what our agenda is versus what it is we're going to accomplish and why, right? And so it's tying that in together, and it's almost like buttoning up a shirt. If the hole doesn't match the button, so to speak, you can wear it, but it's not going to be the right fit. And in the end, you're going to end up readjusting it till you get it right. And I know that's a really simplistic way of saying it, but that's exactly how it looks with the cards. And so sometimes I go through and I try to pinpoint what it is, and I'll ask some questions about this and that. And if we had more time, we could see what the cards want to surface and share with us. But in some cases, because we only have a few minutes, we can't do that. So I usually try to get down to what the cards are sharing with us. And sometimes the cards want to give us information and direction, and sometimes they're like, we'll keep this in mind. So that's what we've been seeing tonight. It is 45 minutes after the hour. If we have another call on standby, I am here and ready. My dear, if you are there, I cannot hear you. It sounds like I should be able to hear you, but I can't quite. Could be technical difficulty with our connection because we're seeing you there, but we're not hearing you. If you're on mute, maybe you can unmute yourself. Okay, well, unfortunately, we're not connecting, so you're welcome to try to message your question. Maybe we can go about it that route. Looks like we've got a couple more minutes for our last call, so if you're there, please, maybe you can hang up and call back, 323-642-1207. If you don't connect with me today, you can always try next week, which looks like it'll be our last show together. Same time, same call and number, or you can find me at ihearterot.com, www.ihearterot.com, and we can connect and see what you've got going on. Doesn't look like we have another caller on standby. If so, I'm here, ready, and willing to support. Okay, that being said, again, our call-in number is 323-642-1207. Follow us at New Age Guild. Tap into all of the resources that you have. Just even give the page a look. You don't even have to commit to following and friending. Just look and see what you have going on as far as possibility and opportunity to support. You can also find me, as I mentioned, at iHearTarot. That is my handle for social media as well as my website address, right? And then as mentioned last week, the coupon code 0213 will offer you 50 off of your reading. So that goes from $2 a minute to $1 a minute. Today is the last day to redeem that. You all, we don't even have to speak today. Shoot me an email or message me, or PM me, whatever it is, just reach out and say, hey, this is the code, let's schedule something, and then we can take advantage. So we don't even have to speak today. Just shoot me a message to redeem it, and we'll have you on the books, right? 0213 to receive 50% off of your reading. Now, looks like we've got some opportunity to look at what we've got going on with our Shadowscapes cards of the day. Two wanted to make themselves known, and we're going to look at those. And this is really interesting because we're looking at the Knight of Cups and the Five of Swords. Completely different suits. They both literally jumped out of the deck as I was shuffling, wanting to make themselves known. And I'm going to share with you first the Knight of Cups. Again, this is using our Shadowscapes deck. And this card reads, the Knight of Cups follows his dreams. He lets his intuition guide him on his journeys. Sea sprites and foamy sylphs tell him of the wonders far beyond the explored lands. And he yearns to follow those spirits and see with his own eyes. The Golden Grail embodies the perfection he yearns for. He knows if he remains honest and faithful and follows the truth that his heart speaks, that it can one day taste from that cup. The waves churn in his wake, and he does not know nor care what lurks below the sapphire waves. He only sees the beauty that sparkles in the spraying droplet. So this card is talking about love and passion and the eternal quest of the heart. It's all about journey. And that's what this Knight of Cups is telling us. It's all about journey, throwing everything to the wind, everything with abandon, wanting to follow exclusively his heart. Now, interestingly, to pair with that, because that's what this That's what all these cards are about today. All these spreads, all of these questions is, again, the dichotomy, the almost exact opposite of what's going on or what we think is going on. And our Five of Swords comes back and says, the night fades. The rising sun pierces the sky with its blood-tinged rays of dawn, and the air is shattered by the resounding cry of the battle horn. The dark angel draws his blade to join the fray. He is accompanied by black swans. They have been stepped in the battles of self-interest and power, and they no longer gleam with the pure white of most of their brethren. Their feathers shine with the ebony luster of black pearls, a dark kind of beauty. They send raucous challenges to the heavens, relishing the oncoming conflict. The Five of Swords is a sign of discord and conflict of interests. The choices arrayed make it easy to profit and look to one's own concerns, for it feels the world is allied against you. Perhaps a wider view of the world might eclipse this feeling. So again, this card, we're going from the heart of hearts to what the heart wants, and it doesn't matter about anything else, to the Five of Swords, which is all about being prepared for battle, being prepared for conflict. And it's so interesting, again, because these cards jumped out of 78 cards, wanting to make themselves known. It's not just about what the heart wants, but it's almost like the conflict that goes along with it. Why and how and what's going to be done after that, right? To just being prepared for conflict. And so just keeping in mind, and the card's wanting you to keep in mind, the heart wants what the heart wants, and the mind sees and processes the way the mind sees and processes. So the cards are talking about what you've got going on in your heart of hearts may not be smooth sailing. We would like it to be, but it's not necessarily. So that's coming through with our shadowscapes. And if, you know, I know for some of you, your day has ended. And for some of it, it's just now beginning. And so I always encourage you to look at what you've got going on within the most recent day or two to see if we're seeing that. It doesn't necessarily have to be about romantic relationship. It can be about your personal self. It could just be about general relationships that you have with others. You could even find that seeping into work or even your interaction with strangers. What's missing? And why might there be conflict? And what's coming up with that? Right? So we're going to move ahead to our Angel Tarot card of the week. We're using, of course, our Angel deck. And this card is starting out with two, the High Priestess. This is our Major Arcana. Just jumping right into it. And this card reads, listen to your intuition. Have patience. Consider carefully what you want before acting. And so we can look at this and see there's a heart of hearts. And that's one thing. Listen to your intuition. Look at what it is you want. And then this card is reminding us, but put some mental energy on that. Put the mental energy spin on your energetic self and take a moment before acting and understand why it is that you want to do what it is you want to do. And this card reads further, you drew this card because the answers you seek lie in your feelings and emotions. Trust your intuition and the power of your natural psychic abilities. Also pay attention to your dreams and any intuitive messages you receive as they're accurately guiding you. There's no need to race into action right now. However, instead take time to gain more insights and since things may not be as they appear on the surface. Withdraw from the noise of the daily life and ask for guidance from your angels and guides. Everything you need to know will be revealed to you in time. Just have patience. Silence is golden. Study spiritual topics. Keep your dreams and desires to yourself. Learn from emotional situations. And again, this card is telling us the same thing. We know what we want, but wait. Just take a moment. Be patient. And that patient, what this card is indicating, is that patience indication isn't about you're going way too fast, slow down. You're going to hurt yourself. It's all about giving yourself time to really judge what you've got going on and the decisions you're making. It's almost like you get the opportunity to look at the future before it happens and what it is you're going to create from the actions that you're taking. Archangel Haniel is a goddess-like angel of grace and feminine spirituality, such as intuition and clairvoyance. Haniel can act as your spiritual advisor and aid you in discerning which feelings and ideas you should follow versus not. So again, tap into and trust your intuition. That's what this card is also telling us, to trust your intuition and tap into that and what you have going on. You're not wrong. And that's what I encourage you to remember. That's what the card is encouraging you to remember. You're not wrong. But sometimes your intuition is less loud, less vocal, so to speak, than your mind. And it can be easily overridden. And so the cards are reminding us that we can tap into our archangels, saints, to whomever it is you pray or ask for support, to get that support on, if this is really right, then let me tap into it with strength. And that's what's coming through. So following that, you know, we look at our month, and each week is listed by a card. So the first week of February, we looked at the Ten of Pentacles. The second week of February was followed by the King of Wands. And our third week of February, this week, we're looking at the Queen of Pentacles, right? And so our Queen of Pentacles is all about doing what's necessary, that's tapping into or in line with your intuition and what it is you want to create. So it's this balance between not losing track of your talent because of distraction. And that's what's coming up. And this is why we're getting people feeling uncertain of what they're doing, if it's the right step, if it's the wrong step, and if this is in their favor, and I'm taking action, but I'm not getting results. We keep seeing that. I'm taking action, but I'm not getting results. What's going on? And so the cards are talking about that, talking about how tapped in and tuned in we are to our natural, authentic, intuitive selves, and if it's really in line with what it is we should be doing, in quotes, should be doing. And if we're actually allowing ourselves to tap into our instinct and our intuition, or are we overriding that because our mind is being louder and because we're not seeing the results? And so it's like, yeah, well, that's not working, so it can't be right. And then we're completely dismissing it. And so that's what the cards are saying. We get to have our mastery. We get to gain a mastery of our values over our talents, balancing it out. What do I need versus what will I live on? What it is I want? And discovering life and everyday events. This is kind of a serious card, you all, and it's not too often we see these cards go in depth, but today they are. It is such a fine balance in tapping into our intuition, and the cards keep telling me the same thing. I'm telling you, you're not wrong. You're 100% right. It's what you're going to do to follow that, to bet on that. That's why it's 100-1 that this is going to win. That's why it's a long shot, but you're right, tapping into that. And then the belief that you have when you move ahead with what it is your intuition is saying. There's the saying, speaking of which, first do what's necessary, then what's possible, and then you're doing the impossible. So that's what you get to keep in mind. You're all about high, and that's the thing, this is all high-level performance. This is all you acing it and doing what you do. You're seeing it. You're knowing it and you're being it. It just doesn't feel right because you're not producing it. And so the cards are saying, just give it some time. Give it some space. Let everything line back up again. And that's what gets to happen. We're going to look at our beautiful postcard from Spirit. Dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and push back when entering any kind of new relationship. It's okay to admit that you don't really know what to expect. What you can know is it's time to dive in and allow that new version of life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, Spirit. You have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing. And we are so excited to see where this will take you next. We are so proud of you. I want to thank Miranda, Laura, and Tanette for making our 25th show. I could not do this without you. I want to remind you that I am here to empower you with insight and understanding to make sound judgments and move ahead with confidence. It is yours to know. Until next time, next week, I love you. Thank you for joining, and I will talk to you then. Take care.